and members in the health service will be working to a specific set of rules. One will be not to cover any sickness cover, any annual leave, annual maternity cover, but also not to do any unpaid additional hours, which is quite prevalent within the health service.
And what range of workers are we talking about here?
We're talking about all workers across the health service, from domestics to porters, to nurses, to lab technicians, to pharmacy people.
And how is it going to impact on the customer, for want of a better term, on the patient?
Well, I mean, in terms of the health service, what they tell us is that the employers tell us that they have the right amount of staff and working in the health service at the right amount of time. Our view is that a lot of our members, you know, do additional unpaid work out of their goodwill to keep the health service running. And this is demonstrated to the employers in terms of how much goodwill our members give in maintaining the health service and keeping it going.
So you reckon that people who are in hospital or people who are turning up for appointments or people who may be hoping to get an appointment, they'll be impacted upon because of this?
Well, according to the employer, they say they have the right amount of staff and at the right time doing the right amount of hours, and there shouldn't be an impact.
Yes, but you're trying to prove that they're wrong, so it is going to impact on the patient.
Well, I can't say whether it will or not. Frank, what I will say is that our members are going to demonstrate in terms of how much additional unpaid work that they actually have been doing to keep the health service going for the past number of years.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be doing it if you weren't trying to prove a point. So the patient is going to suffer as a result of these people taking their shoulder away from the wheel to some extent.
Well, the employers would say they would have the right amount of staff in to meet the patient's needs.
So if 3 or 4 days into it, we prove that you're right and the employers are wrong, that they're totally depending on you and the goodwill that your members give, are you going to put your hands up and say, right, we need to call off this because it's impacting on the patient, or will you stick with it for the full 2 weeks or so?
Well, in terms of if there's any impact on any critical need of a patient or whatever, our members would always step in and provide that report, that support.
But there will be people who will maybe not have their unit cleaned or may not have their meal delivered or will feel that they didn't get the additional bit of service that they've paid for through their taxes and whatever because there's a dispute between Unison and the employer.
Yeah. Well, we certainly believe in terms of the action that we are taking, it should not put any patient at risk.
Yes, but I'm not talking about risk, I'm talking about inconvenience.
Well, there always is inconvenience with any sort of industrial action. So we do expect that there will maybe some inconvenience to the patients, but we certainly will be putting any patient's treatment, the service they need from the health service at risk.
Yes, but if my elderly relative's in hospital, the last thing I want him or her to be experiencing is inconvenience because somebody on the floor isn't happy with the pay packet they're getting or the hours that they're working.
Well, the thing is, Frank, for the past number of years, if you had a relative who was going to hospital, they would have that exact experience. So this is nothing new. This is happening throughout the health service for the past number of years because of the cuts, the vacancy controls.
However, your 2 weeks of action is going to add to what is already, in your words, a difficult enough experience.
Well, that'll be unforeseen, Frank. What we're hoping to do is get the employer to recognise the additional work that staff actually do, which is unpaid, and how they keep the health service going.
Yes, but you're getting them to recognise it by punishing the patient.
No, this is not seeking to punish any patients, Frank.
Inconvenience the patient, yes.
There may be inconveniences, but this is not directed at the patients, Frank. This is in terms of the employers.
But the patient is the person on the receiving end of the sharp part of the stick, while you continue to negotiate with the employer while you continue to score points one off the other. Whoever's right, I don't care whether you're right or whether the employer's right. What I do care about is the people in hospital not having an experience that is anything less than it should be, because it's a difficult enough time going into hospital or availing of medical services in any capacity.
Yes, and I totally agree with you, Frank, and that's one of the reasons why Unison has taken this action, is because over the past number of years, with the cuts we have seen in the health service, we've seen the levels in service drop to patients. Our members are unhappy, they're stressed out, they feel undervalued, they feel demoralised, and they find it increasingly difficult to provide the quality service to the patients. So this is one of the reasons why our members are taking this action also.
Do you believe it is a good time to have a new health minister? And I'm not having a conversation with you about what Jim Wales said while he was out and about in the community. I'm talking about him as a health minister. Are you glad to see the back of that individual health minister?
Well, it's not about the individuals in terms of, you know, the policies of the health minister. And in terms of, we were opposed to Transforming Your Care. We were opposed to not increasing the funding in health. And we were opposed to some of the cuts and the pay offer from the previous health minister.
So any health minister would be better than the current one, or any health minister be better than the last two, or any health minister be better than the last three, or can no health minister coming from the executive provide you with what you want?
I believe that if there is a party who puts a health minister in place, who cares about the NHS, who cares about the staff in the NHS, they'll certainly be welcome.
Okay. Joe McCusker, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.